Hello, everybody. My name is Christy Eldridge, and this is Everyday Prophecy. Hallelujah, Jesus. Well, guys, I'm driving again. And I'm on the highway, and I just really felt the Holy Spirit ask me to prophesy over you today, give you some encouragement, give you some comfort, strengthening in the Lord. Thank you, Lord. And so, guys, you got to test, and you got to test the spirit behind these words. You got to judge every prophetic word. Is it from the Lord? Is it for you? Does it sound like Jesus? Does it sound like love, hope, peace, redemption? Does it sound like comfort, strengthening, encouragement? Does it sound like the Lord? And then asking the Lord, is this for me? And praying about it and letting him speak to you. I just pray right now that this prophetic word will push you deeper into the arms of Jesus. It is an invitation to press into him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So, Holy Spirit, love you. Lord, I'm asking for your presence right now to fill every space of every person that's listening, whether they're in their car, in their office, in home. Lord, just I pray for your presence on this podcast, God. Thank you, Lord. I plead the blood of Jesus over this podcast, over your family, your life, my family. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We love you. So help me, Lord. Help, 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 help. Let me feel your love for every person, Lord. Let me feel your supernatural love. Let me prophesy from love, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I got to speed up here because I've got to merge. Okay, hallelujah, Jesus. He says, that's prophetic, Christy. Wow. Wow, Holy Spirit, you're really good. Like, God's timing is just impeccable, you know? He says, listen, I was just getting on the freeway. I was getting on I-94 going east toward Detroit. And, man, it's 77 miles to Detroit and 33 miles to Ann Arbor. So, you know, God is so intentional with everything he's speaking all the time. He's speaking to us. Help us to catch it, Lord. Listen, when I had to speed up so that I could merge, okay? And he said, when you merge, you have to yield, you know? And he's saying right now, it's like kind of like a zipper. You do the zipper thing to get into traffic, right? When you're coming on the freeway, you got to speed up, slow down. You got to merge. You got to yield. And he says, at that moment, I had to speed up to yield. And he's just saying to you, listen, get your foot off the brake. Get your foot off the brake. It is a fast season. Stop pumping the brakes. The Lord wants you to yield. And he wants you to go fast. He wants you to trust him. He says, fly with me. I just heard him say, fly the friendly skies with me. Fly with me. Let's go high. Let's go fast. He says it's a 747. It's a big plane. It's a big plane. It's a jumbo jet. Takes a lot of jet power to get that thing off the ground. Hallelujah. Say, help me, Holy Spirit. He says, say Toledo. I don't know why. Holy Spirit, help me. Thank you, Lord. You know what? That's for somebody. I don't know who. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I just have the impression that the Lord is saying, listen, if you want to drive from, like, I don't know, Maryland all the way to California, you know, it's going to take you quite a few days. But if you fly, it's going to take you like, I don't know how many hours, 6 hours maybe, I don't know. But a fraction of the time, right? Because you're on a plane going high, going so fast. Like, you can choose to drive it if you want, but it's gonna take you so much longer. You're gonna have to, like, go over rugged terrain. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You're gonna have to go over, some extreme conditions, go over the Rocky Mountains. You're gonna have to, like, it's gonna be a lot harder than if you were to fly, because when we fly, we kind of go over that rugged terrain. We go over all of that. We don't have to experience that. And sleep, right? Like, you're gonna have to stop at hotels. You're gonna have to, I don't know, help me, Holy Spirit. You're gonna have to stop at hotels. You're gonna have to stop and sleep. Like, you can't just drive straight through unless you had someone. That's not going to work just by yourself. But if you fly, you're going to bypass all of that headache, all of that, I don't know, all that headache, because you're flying over the rugged terrain. You're relaxing on the plane. I just see you, like, on this plane relaxing, putting your headphones on, some music on, maybe reading a book, maybe having a non-alcoholic cocktail, some Sprite, depending on the airline. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Having a little snack, right? You're letting the pilot take you on the journey. You're letting the pilot fly the plane, because you don't know how to fly a 747. I don't know how to fly a 747. You don't want me to fly a 747. You do not want me to be your pilot, right? I'm not my own pilot. And so when I go on an airplane, I get to relax, whatever. Maybe I'll have a conversation with the person next to me. Maybe not. Maybe I'll watch a little video on YouTube. You get the idea. I get to relax. Maybe I'll take a snooze. All the while, I'm getting to my destination faster, efficient, and I don't have to work at it. I don't have to be stressed. I just feel like the Lord is saying, listen, this is how the Holy Spirit operates with you in this season. He's taking you higher, and you're not doing it. You're not doing it. You literally just have to relax. He is your pilot. You are the passenger. You get to eat your snacks and relax. And you get to yield to him and just let go. Read your Bible. Look at him. He's the pilot. He's driving the plane. He's flying the plane. He's getting the plane off the ground. He does not have a problem doing that. We get into trouble when we think we have to. We get into trouble when we feel pressure because we think we have to, do it, accomplish it. When we hear him saying it's going to be a fast season, I don't know about you, but I can immediately be like, oh, like, it can go down that way, but it doesn't have to. Everything's in motion. And you really don't have to do anything other than keep in step with him by his spirit. He says it's not by power or by might, but by my spirit, says the Lord. So you don't have to get intimidated and fearful when you hear someone say, it's going to be a fast season. Speed up, yield, because he's carrying you. He's carrying you. Okay, I have this image now of, like, okay, when you're learning to drive and you get in the driver's training car, right? They have that brake in the passenger seat, okay? And it's like the Holy Spirit's driving the car and you're in the passenger seat, and he's like, I'm not in driver's training, but yet I feel like some of us, maybe you, are hitting that emergency brake. Like the Lord is driving the car and you're hitting that brake in the passenger seat. He's like, I'm not 15 years old. I'm the Lord. Stop hitting the brake. I'm taking you. I just feel like the Lord is saying that some of us are believing some lies. He says, this word's for you too, Christy. There you go. Hallelujah. You're believing a lie that you don't have what it takes. He says, you're right, you don't. Praise the Lord. That's something to celebrate. You don't have what it takes. That's the whole point. He says, break the lie. So I'm going to do it right now, because obviously this word's for me too. But if it's for you, let's do this together. Listen, say this, repeat after me. In the name of Jesus, let's do this together. In the name of Jesus, I break the lie that I have what it takes. Hallelujah. Let's replace it with the truth. And right now, I just feel like you're supposed to ask the Lord. Like, let's take a second here. I want you to ask Holy Spirit, what is the truth that he wants to bring to you to replace this lie? So go ahead and ask him. I'm going to give you, 10, 15 seconds. Just be quiet. You can pause this and ask the Holy Spirit, what truth do you want to give me in place of this lie? Wow, thank you, Lord. Listen, you can keep sitting with the Lord. You can pause it, but I'll share what the Holy Spirit told me. Maybe it'll speak to some of you. He said, I'm more than enough for you, Christy. And you know what? He is more than enough for you too. He is more than enough for you too. I'm getting this image of someone jumping out of an airplane. And it's like, oh my gosh, right? I've never done that. Maybe he'll have me do that. I don't know. Have you ever jumped out of an airplane? Like, you're strapped to another person, I'm pretty sure. Like, you're strapped to this other person, and literally you just have to yield and let go and leap. You just have to leap. You don't have to do anything else. And let go. You just have to let go. And that there can be some fear, I imagine, right? To take that step of faith, jumping out of an airplane. Like, there's got to be some faith that the chute's going to open, that the guy knows what he's doing, that he's not drunk, that, I don't know. Like, there's got to be some faith. That's a leap of faith. It is jumping out of an airplane. Oh, my goodness. But I can only imagine the exhilaration that you feel as you're just flying through the air. I can imagine the exhilaration and the joy and the smile on your face as the skin is plastered, like, Holy Spirit, I love you. And if you never took the step, you would miss that. You would miss that adventure. You would miss that experience. There would be regret. There would be regret. And maybe even disappointment, maybe in yourself. I don't know. There shouldn't be. But, we don't want to live with regrets. We want to go for it. We want to be people that said, you know what? People will say about you, she went for it. She trusted God. He trusted God and he went for it. The Holy Spirit saying to you today, I got you. I got you. I'm your parachute. I will not let you fall. I will not let you down. I've got you. You can trust me. He says, let's fly. Let's fly for my glory. Let's fly. Let go. Let go. He says, let me give you the peace. Let me give you the courage to say yes. He says, follow me. Follow me. And so thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for this word, Lord. Help us. Help us to stop pumping the brakes. Help us to stay in step with you. Help us to let go and trust you. Help us to see rightly, Lord. I'm just reminded of this scripture. It's I was just reading it, meditating on it yesterday. It's Psalm 51, verse 10. Create me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. So I just pray that over all of you. Lord, I pray that you would create in all of us a clean heart, O God, and a steadfast spirit in all of us, Lord. Thank you, God. May we trust in you, Lord. May we let go. Just help us, Jesus. Help us, Lord. We need your grace to go fast. We need your grace to take that leap of faith. And yeah, I'm going to pray for you. I break the power of fear in your life in the name of Jesus. I break the power of fear and control in your life and in mine in the name of Jesus by the blood of the Lamb and the power of the Holy Spirit. And I speak peace over you. I release peace to your thoughts. I release peace to your emotions. I release peace to every cell in your body. You are covered in the blood of Jesus. I speak the shalom of heaven over you. I speak wholeness over you. You don't have to do it. You don't have to do it. You just have to keep walking. You just have to keep walking in faith, holding the Holy Spirit's hand, keeping in step with him. And I just pray that you guys have a wonderful day. Be blessed. You're amazing. You're wonderful. God has such good plans for your life, and he is so pleased with you. He's so pleased with you. I just pray that you would enjoy the ride, enjoy the adventure, that you would discover, how awesome it is to go on an adventure with Holy Spirit. I just pray more over you, more, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you for their lives. Thank you for their yes. Thank you for their laid down lives. Lord, more. Do it in all of us. More. In Jesus' name, amen. Love you guys. Have a great day. God bless.